Moff Drigel Lesserson's estate.
Minyavish, mused Lesserson, were much tougher than they looked. Maelor had not broken for several hours, even when subjected to the tender loving care of an ITO interrogator. The decades-old droid was part of Lesserson's collection of antiques. Few knew it was still quite functional and had been employed more than once in recent years. Still, in the end, Tyucha Maelor was no Princess Leia Organa, and Lesserson was interrupted in his study by E3, bearing the pleasant news that Maelor was
willing to talk now, and fortunately is still sufficiently coherent to do so.
There was a room deep in the bowels of the estate where this unfortunate but necessary duty was performed. It was cold, spare, and slightly damp. There was a single chair, a table with a pitcher and a glass, a few glow rods, and the hovering interrogator, always fashionable in basic black. The Minyavish was a sorry sight. Much of his beautiful plumage had been plucked out and lay strewn about the floor, the purple, green, and gold providing vivid color in sharp contrast to the stark gray of the room. The revealed skin was pale blue and bore evidence of acid burns, puncture wounds from the interrogation drug syringe, and the unmistakable gouges of shears and scalpel. His species' blood, Lesserson noted with mild surprise, was the golden color of honey. Both of his large, lovely eyes, with their slitted dark gold pupils, had been utterly ruined. He sat tightly bound, no longer proud and boastful and arrogant, but sobbing, producing a soft, cooing sound of deep agony.
"Well," said Lesserson,
"not so cocky now, are you?" Another soft sob. Lesserson eyed the hovering ball.
"E3 said he was willing to talk. I trust the interrogation ceased the moment he said so."
"Such is my programming,"
said the ITO in a deep, chilling monotone.
"I am ready to recommence if you so order."
"Let me hear what he has to say first."
"His tongue is intact."
"Well now, Maelor," Lesserson said, "I'm all ears."
"You're right,"
rasped the Minyavish, his huge head drooping over his plucked barrel chest.
"I often am. About which part?"
A clacking sound.
"Water!"
"Later. About which part?"
"No. Cohorts."
Each word was clearly costing the Minyavish dearly.